أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وقل الحق من ربكم فمن شاء فليؤمن ومن شاء فليكفر. We are still in this chapter of commanding the right and forbidding the wrong. And as we had explained, that this is not just encouragement, but it should be commanding. And wherever we have our authority as parents over their children, as an ustad in the class, the principal of a madrasa, wherever we have authority, then we should be commanding the right and forbidding the wrong. Further to that, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala says, وَقُلِ الْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ. Then the truth is from your sustainer, from Allah Ta'ala. Allah has made the truth very clear in the Quran Sharif, what is the truth and what is falsehood. And everyone generally also knows what is right, what is wrong. So Allah Ta'ala says very clearly, فَلْيُؤْمِنْ فَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيُؤْمِنْ وَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيَكْفُرْ. So whoever is willing should believe, and whoever is willing should disbelieve. That is, Allah Ta'ala has made it clear, now it is up to us. It isn't a choice for us, but it, in the sense that we can do what we want to. But Allah has made us as human beings and jinnat that we can choose. He has given us the right command. It is like, for example, a father giving advice to his children, and he tells them, this is the right way. Now it's up to you what you want to do. It doesn't mean he's giving them permission to do the wrong. That is not at all. But you are mukallaf. Allah has given you the choice. And the other creation of Allah, like for example the sun, the moon, the winds, etc., they don't have a choice. Allah has given them a command, and they do have to do just as Allah has commanded them. They can't disobey Allah in the least bit. But for insan and jinnat, Allah has given his commandments, and then he has given them a choice. That doesn't mean that they can choose what they want to. It means that they have been made responsible for their actions. So it is very important for us that now that we know the commandments of Allah Ta'ala, and this is quoted in this chapter with regard to commanding the truth, that we should be doing this amal in our families, in our subordinates. We should see that we command what is right and forbid what is wrong. In the next ayat, Allah Ta'ala says, فَصْدَ بِمَا تُؤْمَرْ. Proclaim openly what you have been commanded. As in this ayat also, what we have discussed now, that it is our duty to do what is right and to stop from the evil. In this ayat also, Allah Ta'ala clearly gives the commandment that now proclaim that which you have been commanded with. Unfortunately, over the years, over the generations and centuries, the ummah has become quite negligent about commanding the right and forbidding the wrong. And today we have come, which has landed us today in a condition that we are commanding the wrong and we are forbidding the right. Within our families, the dressing of our children, the upbringing of our children, the education of our children, we are all commanding the wrong things, and the right things we are forbidding the right things. So we should make a tawbah and correct ourselves and do that which Allah Ta'ala has commanded us and fulfill the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. May Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq, and may Allah Ta'ala guide us all towards righteousness, inshallah. Subhanallah.